Amen, amen, amen. I just sitting there thinking, how does Dr. Kellner, his voice like flies to the rafter. It's way up there, and all of a sudden he drops right back down. How does he do that? We bless by the word of the Lord this morning from him. And this morning, Pastor Mike said that he has a form of the Bible right here. And Pastor Mike brought the real Bible, like I brought the real Bible too. We've been doing a great job of celebrating this wonderful, momentous time of saying, look what the Lord has done. I just got reminded of the 9th chapter of the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter of Genesis, the 9th verse, where Abraham was taking his son up to the mountain, and the Bible said, then they came to the place where God had told them, and they built an altar. That's what we've been doing. We've been building an altar of gratitude, of thanksgiving, these last 4 days of saying, God, we appreciate you. We thank you. We not only thank you for the house of God, but we thank you for being the God of the house. Amen. Bethel and El Bethel. We're happy to be here with you, and I'm just going to get right to the word of the Lord also. But Pastor asked me to mention the book that I wrote last year. It's called What We Are Experiencing Now, What You Have Done. Intentional Transformation. Intentional Transformation. You could be a church with good intentions and get nowhere. Because as I say in the book, good intentions doesn't lock the back door. But when you have intentionality, it locks the back door and throws away the key. I see it as this, that you get a vision from the Lord, or you have a goal, personal goal, corporate goal. And you have that goal in front of you, and you look at the goal, and you carve out a way how you're going to get to that goal, and you decide to pay the price. You know the sacrifice is coming, and you look at it, and you say, this is what I'm going to do, and you make a decision, and you come to a final resolve, and you abide by no excuses. Amen? This building is indicative to say that you have abided by no excuses, because it's here now and God has done great things. You can only have transformation if you set out to do it, if you're very deliberate and you say, come hell or high water, we're going to get this thing done. And that is exactly what you have said, and that is exactly what you have done. So you are a product of that book, Intentional Transformation. But if you want to read it, it's on Amazon. Intentional Transformation. The book of Haggai. I'm happy again to be here with the others that have come to celebrate this time and join the fellowship all the way, every day, every night. We've been getting some good food and good fellowship, and that's what it's all about. Haggai, the second chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse. Very familiar passage of scripture for us today, but I want to bring some points out of it, and we're going to see where God takes us. Dr. Kellner left off at the 12 stones that they were showing us that God wants us to remember covenant. And I just want to take that just a little bit farther to say, as you know, that the Old Testament is types and shadow of what's to come. It's, you know, the Old Testament, it pacified God. It didn't satisfy God. It showed us what was coming, and that was something greater. And so those 12 stones not only remind us about the glory of God and the glorious manifestation of God, but it also is reminding us that the Old Testament says a better covenant is coming, that something greater is coming. And so we don't park just at that, but we'll look at it and say that if he did it, as Hebrews says, he's the same God today as he was yesterday and will be forevermore. So the second chapter of the book of Haggai, the beginning at the 3rd verse, says this: Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? The fourth verse says, yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord of hosts. The fifth verse, according to the word that I covenant with you, when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Who thus says the Lord of hosts once more, it is a little while I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and all shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with what? I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. For the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Amen for the word of the Lord. Again, Dr. Keltner was alluding to the Apostle Paul when he talked about, as with unveiled face shall we look into the face of Jesus and see and be changed from glory to glory to glory. And I just don't want us to see and recognize and understand that this edifice, this beautiful, magnificent house that was built is going to be filled with glory, and that we can understand that great things will happen. But as we know, as others have said this week, that this is brick and mortar, but we are the house of God, aren't we? We are the church. We are the called out body of believers to finish a work in the world today. So when we understand that Christ in us is the hope of glory, that it's not only this place being filled with glory, but it's this place being filled with glory. And when we understand that this place has to be filled with glory, then this place will be filled with glory. When we're talking about spiritual fulfillment, again, it's not only corporate, but it's individual. And so as I understand that God is saying to me in my latter days, in our latter times, in these last and evil days, that not only with the knowledge of his glory will be across the world in the earth, but also that this house will be filled with his glory. And as I am the church of Jesus Christ today, and as the Lord has said that even as we look into his face, that we're changing. It's less of us and more of him. I'm beginning to look like Jesus more and more every day. I'm beginning to act like Jesus more and more every day. I'm beginning to walk and work and be like Jesus more and more every day, because I'm changing from glory to glory, to glory, to glory. And that is how we're going to see this whole temple filled with his glory. Because when I come in here, I'm bringing the glory. When you come in here, you're bringing the glory. When everybody comes together, we are releasing the glory. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's not only coming down, 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 down. It's coming out, 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 out. Hallelujah. I'm a glory carrier. I'm releasing. I'm empowered. This earthen vessel, I have this treasure, and you have this treasure in you. It's not old wine. It's not an old wineskin, but it's a new wineskin with new wine. It's fresh oil coming forth. And the Lord said, this is who we are. That we're here today showing forth, not only being salt in the earth, not only being a light, but we're walking around with the glory of God. I am the kingdom tonight, amen. I not only represent the kingdom, but when I walk into an establishment, the kingdom has just walked in. The glory of God is just in the house. And so as we understand that this place, amen, this wonderful place and the stones that were left for a covenant showing who God is and what God has done, God is saying that we're living stones. We're lively stones that make up a building today. I need some help in this church today. We're lively. I said we're lively stones in a building. And that as we understand that the functionality and the reason and the product of what God is doing, it's coming out of us. It's coming out of us. The world is hungry for the living bread. Yeah, they need to come and see a man. But somebody has to tell them to come see a man. Somebody has to say, look what he's done for me. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Come and see what God will do for you. I say to you today that you are the hope of glory. We're the answer for the world today. That the building is wonderful. And it's a place where God has given us so we can showcase the glory of God. But as we're here, the glory is coming. Don't y'all see the glory on me? You see the glory of God on me? Don't you feel the glory of God? I mean, just move your hand around in the atmosphere and just as you wave your hand in the atmosphere. And come on, let's release some glory. Come on. It's coming out of you right now in Jesus' name. That's how easy it is. It's nothing so mystical that we have to wait until we hear something or feel something. Walk around and just release the glory of God because it's in you to come out of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not just mere men and women sitting in a place having a wonderful experience. But we are the experience because God has given it to us. And we release what he's given us. I don't know about you, but I just don't want to be just a monumental figure. But I want you to see and to know that Christ is with me. And that I have had a wonderful experience with the glory of God. Just let me give you a few things about why I feel that there's so much emphasis on people and ministers and ministries talking about the glory of God, the glory of God. And you hear realms of glory and dimensions of glory. And everybody is still talking about, you know, the former glory. And as I spoke today, the glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. I really know and understand that you cannot take away from the shed blood of Jesus, and there is nothing more important than that. But we also can't diminish or take away from the glory of God. And I believe that's why there's so much talk about it, because when we're talking about the glory of God, it is really not a place. It's not a person, but it's, if you could look at it like this, it's an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere. It's when the temple was filled with the glory, it was the atmosphere of God. It was the manifestation of his power and his glory. It was the environment of God, and you can carry that. And I carry that. It's not in here, but we walk in here filled with his glory, and we carry his glory. Come on, you've heard this before, but say it again. I am a glory carrier. God is everywhere. He's omnipresent, but he doesn't manifest himself in such ways all the time as his presence is everywhere. The glory of God usually is manifested in two areas. Number one, where he is worshiped in spirit and in truth. This is a place where he's worshiped in spirit and in truth. Number two, where he is continually honored and revered. Two ways the glory is revered is, we know it as, we call it the Shekinah glory. And that's his manifested presence to us through physical means. We can, in the Old Testament, we saw the fire, the clouds, the light, the smoke, etc., being demonstrated as the visible presence seen. And then we know the glory being the kabab, the heavy weighted, not the visible glory of God, but that's something that you experience, not just that you see, but that you experience. And I believe that God is calling us to experience He's going to restore. When we talk about restoration of his glory, Acts 3 and 19 said, before Jesus come, there must be a restoration of all things, that the kingdom which was lost is being restored. His glory is being restored in the earth. And so I believe in these last days, since we are living in the last of the last days, that there has to be much emphasis on the glory of God, because that's what's being restored in the earth today, to see the glory of Lord and his power and his glory, to see God as we've never seen him before. How about us encountering, having this kind of relationship, experiencing, walking in this? And there is where we're called to. The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Who have seen, who've witnessed, who's been around, who, I can remember when I was growing up in Buffalo, New York, there was a church down the street called Bethesda Gospel, Full Gospel Church, and we were Church of God in Christ, and we were Pentecostals, and we did a lot of shouting and dancing. We did a lot of shouting and dancing. We did a lot of celebrating. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We just danced, and we just put them up and put them down. We just celebrated Jesus all the time. But when we went up the street to this other church that was a full gospel church, I thought it was spooky. We sat in the back, and we just like, what is going on in this church? Because we actually saw clouds. We actually saw visible smoke in the church. And we always looked like this and this is spooky. Wow, we did not do that at our church. But I did not realize it until I got grown and knew more about, you know, the ways of God and the Bible, that I was looking at the Shekinah glory that I was witnessing. And once in a while, we would get up and run because something came over us and started moving us, and we got scared. But it was a physical release of the glory of God. I believe that in these last days, I believe that we're going to see more of the Shekinah glory. I believe that we're going to sense and experience the kapop glory, that it's not going to be what we see, but it's what we're going to carry. It's what we're going to experience. It's real, people. It's real. It's real. It's real. Christ in us. It's real. The empowerment in the Old Testament, it came upon the people, was around the people. But with us today, it's in us. It's real. It's real. It's heavy. It's powerful. It's earth-shattering. It's earth-shaking. Heaven on earth in us. Give us this day our daily bread as we understand the experience that God wants us to have, as we understand who he calls us to be. I challenge you today to see yourself not as you have been seeing yourself, but see yourself really as the hope of glory. See yourself as a glory carrier. See yourself as the church. See yourself as that the power of God that's walking the earth today, that has the power to change lives because of what's working in you. Amen. Come on, somebody say, it's working in me. It's working in me. Come on, say, it's working in me. It's working in you. It's working in you for his glory. And I believe that this is what the church should look for today, is the weighty glory to be experienced. And that when we experience that and we have that knowledge of it, that there will be a greater presence of Jesus even around us. Years ago, we always talked about the anointing of God, the anointing of God. But I understand that it's the anointing of God that needs our participation. It needs our, you know, we use the gifts and we preach and we pray and we lay hands on. But when the glory is revealed, as God all by himself. That's what happened last night. Many of you missed it last night. Amen. Dr. Raymond, he didn't pray for anybody. The glory was just here. And he just called up people that was touched by the glory of God. It was already here. It was released through the word. And I believe that even as the building gets filled with people, we're going to see such miraculous moves of God, such miracles. And as you bring them in, they will be healed. As you bring them in, they will be saved. As you bring them in, they will be delivered. And God has given us a bigger house even for more people. And as we bring them in, we shall see the glory of God. God uses you out there to bring them in here, and we'll see the kingdom of God expanded. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have greater promises. The glory in this house shall be greater. It shall be greater. The glory in this house, anybody ready? Shall be greater. The glory in thus, you have to make, that has to be an intentional thought, an intentional move on your part. You've got to say that. I can't say that for you. You've got to say that. The glory in this house is going to be greater. Come on, stand to your feet. Come stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Come on, musicians. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Something about when we have a revelation of something, we can walk in it, we can see it clearer. How many can say today that after the preaching and after the talking about what God is doing and what he's going to be doing in this house and what he's going to be doing through you, that you can get a different picture of yourself saying, I am the glory of God. I am the power of God. I am the church. Amen. I am the hope of glory. I'm the one that God's going to use. As we get ready to even close this service, to finish up praying for our new pastors being set in, I want you to reach out as you've understood who you are today. You are the hope of glory. The world is waiting for you. You are the answer. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary right now. One thing about the glory of God, you can't push it on. You can't imitate it. It's a sovereign move of God in you, for you, and even through you. There can be a cry from your heart right now, Lord, I want to experience your glory. Moses said it like this, I want to see your glory. But right now, today, we can say, Lord, I want to experience your glory. Come on, I want you to lift your hands in this place. There's a moment here that I believe that there's a fresh release of God's glory to be stirred on the inside of you, every last one of you, every last one of you. I believe as we've been celebrating that this is a blessing, a promise, even in the scripture. It's a promise from God. When God gives a promise, he cannot lie. It must be fulfilled. It's a promise that today I've come to expand you. I've come to increase you. I've come to cause a greater thing to happen in you so that you can be ready to do what I've called you to do, even as I've built this house. Hallelujah. There's an expansion of your spiritual place today. God is releasing even more into you right now. It's what he wants you to experience. Take these few moments and let's step into this moment now and just receive. Come on. God has already said, well done. And I believe this is something he wants to release into us right now. A greater awareness. There's a stirring going on right now, a stirring. It's increasing your spiritual capacity. It's increasing your understanding. You are his worship. Do it, Lord. Come on, this is when you are intentional right now. It's your reach. It's your opening up. The invisible, but it's happening now. Happening right now. Receive it right now. It's the glory of the Lord within you. He's touching you right now. He's giving it right now. It's the glory of the Lord, and he's with you. Receive it right now. Take it right now. Experience right now. It's the glory of the Lord. There's a fresh encounter right now. There's a fresh encounter in you right now. He brought you into this place to receive a new and a fresh encounter with him. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Jesus. Real quick, you that are just ready, you're set on go. You're just ready. You're ready for this release. You're ready for it. I know your hands are up, but I'm getting ready to give this mic over. But if it's just you and you really want this, why don't you just run to the front? Why don't you just run to the altar? Just run to the front. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, establish yourself. Establish the greater glory in this house today. Establish the new realm of glory in this house today. Establish a new dimension of your glory in this house today. It's not the old glory, it's a fresh. On this day, God, on this day, you release your glory. You release your glory. Oh, there's a new, that establish us in this new place, in this new place. Establish us, God. We don't want to go back. We're not going back. We stake our claim here. We're not going back. Take us to that place. Take us to the mountain. Take us to the mountain tonight. Take us to the mountain today. We want to see your face. Shine your glory on us. Come on, just open up. Shine your glory on us. Let your glory shine within us, God. Right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now. Do this new thing that you promised us. Do this new thing we've been waiting for. It's here right now, and we're here right now. We're here right now, and we receive, we receive, we receive. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. There's life. When his glory comes, when his glory is revealed, when you understand that you carry it, you house it, that he wants to work through you, what comes with that is wisdom. What comes with that with is understanding. What comes with that with is witty ideas. What comes with that is new administration. What comes with that worship team is a new sound. It's a new sound. It's a new sound for a new day. It's a new sound of glory. It's a new song of glory. It's a new sound of glory. There should be a new sound in the house. Hallelujah. A new song in your heart. a new song the Lord gives you today. In Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, say, I receive. One more time, just open up your heart and hold your hands up. And out of your own mouth, with thanksgiving, with gratitude, with understanding, I want you to say, Lord, thank you for your glory. Come on, thank you for your glory. It's a greater glory in this place, in this house. Oh, fill us even now, God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Show me your glory.
Hey, Jesus.
Show me your glory, oh God. Show me your glory. Show me your glory, Jesus. Show us your glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, lift up a praise to the Lord, would you, this morning? Thank you, Lord. I want everybody to just stay right where you are for a moment, because you're going to help us do something super special right now, and that is to install our friends Kurt and Vivi as our new youth pastors here at Harvest Time. Kurt and Vivi, would you come?